Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Dennis Schultz. This goes to Dr. Pellegrino. On 9/14/22, Mr. Schultz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 206 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Bean. That's B-E-A-N. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 9/14/22, Mrs. Bean performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA. On 9/14/22, Mr. Harper performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/2/22, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, a moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Omar Bellamy, B-E-L-L-A-M-Y. This goes to Dr. Wingate. On 9/14/22, Mr. Bellamy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 9/14/22, Mrs. Smith performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 411 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Cornelison, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 9/14/22, Mrs. Cornelison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity normalized, period. Of paragraph compression, normal study. Now, when compared to a prior study dated 3/2/22, there's been no change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Constance Parrish. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 9/14/22, Mrs. Parrish performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/10/21, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph compression, moderate obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Presley. On 9/14/22, Mr. Lonnie performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 367 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 89%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 9/14/22, Mr. Gregson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 323 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on David Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N. This goes to Natasha Anderson, S-N-P. On 9/14/22, Mr. Johnson performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/10/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant progression. Thank you.